Molly, I know you're excited about this. I'm excited about this. Tonight on Channel 10 from 7:30, The Doghouse Australia. It's a show that helps rescue pups find their forever homes with Dr. Chris Brown. And he joins us this morning. Good morning, Chris.
Oh, good morning. What a show that we need right now. If you hadn't noticed, there's a few things that aren't quite going right in the world. This may just be the veterinary prescription.
So true. I've described it as a version of Tinder. Probably not a sexy version of Tinder, but one nonetheless.
The animal version of Tinder is visible in many dog parks around the country, usually. And looks a little different to this, but yeah, it's a very pure version of Tinder and of matchmaking.
So for those that haven't seen the show before, the premise is that people are matched with their forever dog, and the dog is matched with their forever family. Is this a hard process or an easy one?
I think it's probably surprising. I think a lot of people go in thinking it's gonna pan out a certain way, and the dogs are gonna. They're going to go home with something, you know, small and fluffy, and it's the dog's going to look a particular version of what they have in their mind. But often it's surprising exactly what they're well suited to. Once you sort of take breed or appearance out of the equation and just purely look at personality and sort of that lifestyle expectation, then you can end up with dogs quite different to what you think. And as a result of that, you see some beautiful matches, some surprising matches, but importantly, some really good ones.
I've been told before that my personality is like a puppy, like too much energy and too needy.
The toilet training's okay?
Yeah,
it's going well so far. Thanks for checking out.
The dog chews and stuff is a little bit of a smell in the studio, but it's all right. We get through it.
That's what those puppy pads are for. So yes. That's okay.
That's it. Now, Chris, I don't know if this is through this process, but Molly's been going through your Instagram and just cooing over.
I've been having the best time.
Cooing over your recent puppy, Buzz.
Yeah, I know. So Buzz is actually from the same shelter that the Doghouse is filmed in.
Right.
So, I mean, we should have been a better TV family, and I should have adopted him during the shooting season. but I was out there doing some other work, and I've got to know the shelter managers there pretty well, and just mentioned to them that I was looking for a dog, and that got along well with cats, and similar thing. I was looking for like a puppy that she could boss around, and out came this very long, very big, black sort of ball of fluff that had these adorable little eyes, what do you do? Like, just when they choose you, you're kind of stuck, and that was it. So. I'm actually sitting next to him right now. So do you want to show you how well behaved he is?
Oh, please.
Please. Speak. This is going to be embarrassing.
Come on. You can do it, Buzz.
There he is.
There
we go. He's not the delinquent we all thought. So he has muddied my name in the dog park like you wouldn't believe. He does not return when he's called. He bowls over in a very kind way, bowls over anything around sort of cavoodle size. And as you can imagine, in the eastern suburbs of Sydney, that's about every three and four dogs.
Yes.
So, and people love just going, oh, yes, that's Chris's dog doing that. So he's been a delight, but also very amusing.
I'm obsessed with your cat. I just want to throw it back to Cricket real quick. I was having so much fun yesterday, and I've just watched that video of Cricket with sunglasses on like 900 times.
Molly's doing your Instagram wonders.
If the stats go up, it's me. Were you always a cat person? What's the deal here? Like, have you never had a dog before? Is Buzz the first dog? Was Cricket number one? Like, how did all this happen?
No, I grew up with my dad being the local vet in Newcastle, and so we always had a dog, but we had like three cats and like a couple of sheep, like a kangaroo, a cow, chickens, all sorts of stuff. So it was never ending. But the only reason I do really love cats, and I think they're really underrated and have some of the most incredible personalities around, but. The main reason I haven't had a dog is just because of the amount of travel that I've been doing, and thankfully I haven't been doing as much of that over the last couple of years. So I just thought, you know what, it's time to change the no dog thing, and as a result, yeah, Buzzy's come along. But the process of integrating those two together, a cat and a dog, has been that's been a wild ride.
I think you can do
no
it.
aggression, but it's a challenge. It's a challenge when you have a dog that just really wants to be best mates with a cat, and a cat who doesn't really want to see a dog.
I think that's why cats are the ultimate animal, though, because when they like you, you just feel so good because they do not have to.
It's the ultimate accomplishment, isn't it?
Right.
It's like the date that never calls, and you can't help but go, oh, geez, hang on, was it me? What's going on? So they play it so well. And just keep it so cool. So you've got to respect that.
Hey, Dr. Chris, let's just quickly wrap this up with a quick fire this or that with animals. Rat or mouse?
Mouse.
Good. I've got rats in my ceiling at the moment, and I don't like them, so I'm on board.
All right. What about a crocodile or a possum?
Possum every day of the week.
Yeah. How about this one for an Adelaide nightclub? The dog or the duck?
Good.
The dog.
Yeah.
And we'll end on this one here. Tiger or a platypus?
Look, touch the wrong part of the platypus. Potentially more dangerous.
Very true.
Than
really?
The tiger,
so yeah, they got a barb.
Do they?
A little spur.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Where?
A toxic spur.
It's like off the back leg.
On the back. Very good.
Yes.
Sorry,
very
Dr.
good.
Craig's here as well. Didn't realise.
No, it's very, very impressive. Yeah. Well, I'd still take the Aussie version, but at the same time, in the wrong hands, in the wrong place, at the wrong time. Mm. But of course, nasty.
Wow. Well, I have learned something from you today, Dr. Chris Brown. Thank you.
Well, actually, I think it was Craig to be fair.
It starts tonight, 7:30 on Channel 10. The Doghouse Australia with Dr. Chris Brown. Thanks for your time this morning.
Hey, no worries. Thank you very much.